The U.S. Agriculture Department had a golden vision when it launched an ambitious plan a decade ago for a computer system meant to modernize how the government pays farmers and ranchers. Symbolizing that hope, the acronym for this huge project was MIDAS. But things went wrong with the program early on. And now, as Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe reports, the MIDAS program has lost that golden glow.
Up here in the cab of his combine, riding 10 feet above his soybean fields in northern Missouri, Blake Hurst is getting lots of information. To his right are three computer monitors, the largest with satellite maps showing a computerized aerial view of the tiny square of a John Deere slowly moving across the land, sucking up soybeans.
That is the yield monitor, and that map is showing the yields in the different parts of the field. And so the green is good.
Joystick in hand, reading from the monitors, Hurst knows how much fertilizer's been used, the beans' moisture content, and that he's getting 60 bushels an acre. Farming today is a high-tech business. All that information each farmer generates fuels government subsidies, programs that run the gamut from farm loans to conservation payments. Those payouts are done by the Farm Service Agency, operated by the USDA. Farm Service launched MIDAS to better connect farmers and ranchers with the government. Here's an early public service announcement.
MIDAS, or Modernize and Innovate the Delivery of Agricultural Systems, will increase Farm Service Agency efficiency and reduce redundancy.
Years into the project, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was not so chipper about MIDAS, going biblical before a congressional panel in July.
In Proverbs, there's a couple of suggestions that a wise man measures his steps, and a wise man has many counselors. With reference to MIDAS, we didn't measure our steps, and we didn't have as many counselors as we needed, frankly.
After spending $430 million, MIDAS is now 2 years overdue and just 20% operational, according to government reports.
There were definitely red flags in 2011.
That's David Powner of the Government Accountability Office, a congressional watchdog. He's done three reports on MIDAS, the latest released this June.
So that was probably the biggest surprise. Not only did you have, you know, bad news on a schedule overrun, you were over budget by close to $100 million, but you still only then delivered 20% of the functionality that was planned.
What happened? The audits say there was failure to follow common practices, such as setting benchmarks, a lack of management, and problems with the private contractors. Farm Service representatives turned down several requests for comment, but Vilsack admitted during the July hearing that one of the problems came from Farm Service's IT hub in Kansas City.
We failed to recognize that there was a different vision in Kansas City where some of this work was going to be done and a different vision in D.C. And as a result of that conflict, things didn't get set up as they should have.
So how does this affect farmers? Well, most don't know about the MIDAS program, given that it's not working. Along with running his family business, Blake Hurst is president of the Missouri Farm Bureau. He was asked by congressional leaders to check the project and report back.
It's very, very frustrating.
As frustrating for the rest of us as if, say, we had to file our taxes by paper at a local IRS office. The current farm service system is so antiquated, Hurst says, that after he creates a report on his output, he hand delivers his paperwork to two different government agencies in a nearby town.
Now I'm generating the same information three different times, and all the time I've got a thumb drive with all that information already on it.
What's next for MIDAS? Vilsack put the project on hold last summer and told Congress in July that he's established a weekly review process. But that means that high-tech harvest of information will not be coming from farmers' home computers or combines anytime soon. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.
That story comes to us through our partnership with Harvest Public Media. More information at harvestpublicmedia.org.